And India has recorded another record daily coronavirus case tally, with more than 414,000 infections confirmed in the last 24 hours. About 4,000 people have died in the same period, taking the total reported death toll to 234,000. Our South Asia correspondent James Oshin is in New Delhi. James, what's the scene there this morning?
Well, it's the same it has been for weeks now. Every day there's just new stories of people simply unable to find access to hospitals, simply unable to get the oxygen support that they need. You know, there's even stories now emerging where these hospitals, which are well beyond capacity, where they're putting beds in between beds, that we're now hearing and seeing images of COVID patients being treated alongside non-COVID patients. So the system here has been completely overwhelmed. We're still right in the middle of this second surge, which has come along very aggressively. And, you know, the worry is that, you know, the situation doesn't broadly appear to be improving. You still have more and more states and more hospitals asking the centre government to deliver more oxygen. You know, Delhi has been the epicentre from the start of this second surge. And, you know, it's been raising the alarm for weeks. There have been hospitals here that have run out of oxygen and patients have died in hospitals. It finally got the amount of oxygen it's been asking for yesterday. And that was only after the Supreme Court intervened. So it's still a very messy situation here across India.
Are there any signs that the lockdowns in some states are beginning to work?
Well, India has gone down the path of this patchwork of restrictions and lockdowns. There are more and more states now with lockdowns than just a few weeks ago. Delhi is a good example. We're now in our third week of lockdown. And, you know, the test positivity rate has gone down. It got up to a whopping 38% of all tests were coming back positive. Now it's one in four. So, yes, the lockdown is most likely working here. In Mumbai, the situation is even better than that. But still, one in four tests coming back positive is still a huge amount. So, you know, it'll be probably likely that Delhi will extend the lockdown even further. When we look down south in Bangalore, this is the tech hub of India. It's a very rich city, the Silicon Valley of India. You know, it's going through the same problems that Delhi's going through. It's in a lockdown, but hospitals there are also running out of oxygen. And now we have the court system down there demanding the centre government up the amount of oxygen that it's delivering to that state.
Do you think it's likely the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is going to have to put the whole country into lockdown?
There's still resistance to national lockdowns, partially because of the economic damage it would cause and partially that the spread of the virus is uneven. India is a huge country. It's like locking down all of Europe at the one time. But if there was a national lockdown, and the calls are increasing for a national lockdown, it would be the ultimate back down for Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He's been against lockdowns and said that they should only be a last resort. The opposition figurehead, Rahul Gandhi, is one of the latest to come on board, say we need a national lockdown to arrest the spread. You know, Modi here, the government here, their narrative has just been completely undone, because India just a few months ago was the country that had, quote, you know, vanquished, you know, or defeated the virus, because the numbers had come crashing down. And now India was not only pumping out the vaccines it needed for the country, it was providing vaccines to other parts of the world. Now, the whole situation and that narrative has come undone. And so you do have this real concern that the government is trying to underplay the severity of the damage. We've got undercounting of cases, undercounting of deaths. And when the government is saying we don't want a lockdown, for them to impose a lockdown would in a way be, I guess, the ultimate defeat that this narrative they've been trying to weave has been completely undone.
Our South Asia correspondent James Oshin in New Delhi.